The text we pray the Lord would be pleased to speak to us in this last session. Can you imagine?
我们希望神通过他对我们说话的这段经文。
The day is,
在今天最后的一堂。
The day is nearly done.
我们今天将要结束。
Galatians chapter 5 verses 1 through 15.
加拉太书五章一到十五节。
I want to speak tonight on the theme, Gospel Liberty.
我想要讲的主题是福音所给的自由。
Let's read the text, please.
我们来读这段经文。基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以要站立的稳，不要再被奴仆的恶辖制。我保罗告诉你们，若受割礼，基督就与你们无异了。我再指着凡受割礼的人，确实地说，他是欠着行全律法的债。你们这要靠律法称义的，是与基督隔绝，从恩典中坠落了。我们靠着圣灵，凭着信心等候所盼望的义。原来在基督耶稣里，受割礼不受割礼全无功效，唯独使人生发仁爱的信心才有功效。你们向来跑得好，有谁拦阻你们，叫你们不顺从真理呢？这样的劝导不是出于那招你们的，一点面笑能使全团都发起来。我在主里很信你们必不怀别样的心，但搅扰你们的无论是谁，必担当他的罪名。弟兄们，我若仍旧传割礼，为什么还受逼迫呢？若是这样，那十字架讨厌的地方就没有了，恨不得那搅乱你们的人把自己割绝了。弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心互相服侍，因为全律法都包在爱人如己这一句话之内了。你们要谨慎，若相咬相吞，只怕要彼此消灭了。
There's something about human nature that gravitates to bondage.
在我们的本性当中，有很大的一部分是想要束缚的。
You would think given the choice, everyone would choose freedom.
如果你想象当所有的人，当他们有这样的一个选择的时候，他们会选择自由。
But you might be surprised.
但你可能会很惊讶。
For example, after the American Civil War,
有一个例子，在美国内战之后，
African American Booker T. Washington noted,
有一位著名的非裔美国人，布克华盛顿，
that after the initial joy of being freed, many slaves worried about what they would do.
他指出，在最初胜利的喜悦之后，许多的奴隶担心他们将来会做什么。
Many who had good masters stayed on the plantations.
很多拥有好的雇主的人留在种植园继续工作。
They continued to work for their masters and they received the food, clothing, shelter, and health care they were provided as slaves.
他们继续为主人工作，而且接受他们作为奴隶所提供的食物、衣服、住宿和医疗保健。
A high number of free slaves actually stayed with their masters, some for a decade or longer.
大量的被释放的奴隶与他们的主人始终待在一起，有些人长达十年或者更长的时间。
Those who left, many of them within weeks or months returned.
也有一些他们离开了，但在几个月之后又回来了。
And about 25% of the slaves who struck out in freedom,
而差不多有 25% 的自由人
died within the first 3 years of starvation and exposure.
很多在头三年就死于饥饿、疾病。
In short, they couldn't survive as free persons.
总之，他们作为自由人无法生存。
That was the difficulty the children of Israel had after being freed from their slavery.
其实这也是以色列人从被埃及奴役的捆绑下被解脱的时候他们的一个问题。
They did not know how to live as free persons.
他们不晓得如何使用他们心得的自由。
And spiritually the same is true.
而属灵上面情况也是如此。
Most want bondage, the bondage of the law.
很多人是很想要律法的束缚的。
We come into this world as slaves of sin and the flesh.
我们进入这个罪恶的世界，起初的时候，我们就是这世界和我们肉体的奴隶。
And because slavery is all we know, we don't know how to live free.
因为 以奴隶的方式生活是我们生活的一个写照，所以我们已经不知道如何去过自由人的生活。
Now the question I want to answer in the next few minutes is why would Christians be drawn from the liberty of Christ to the bondage of the law?
在下面这段时间，我们要回答的问题是为什么基督徒会从福音的自由再回去律法的束缚当中。
Look at verse 1 and see that Christians do gravitate to bondage.
如果你看五章一节的话，你就晓得基督徒确实会受到辖制。
Stand fast therefore in the liberty by which Christ has made us free and do not be entangled again in the yoke of bondage.
基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以要站立得稳，不要再被奴仆的恶辖制。
Why would these Galatian Christians be going back to law?
为什么这些加拉太基督徒会回到律法当中呢？
Let me give you some suggestions why I think they did. Number one,
我有几个建议，说明为什么我认为他们这样做了。
首先，
the law provides the flesh security.
律法可以给肉体带来安全感。
The law tells you what is expected.
因为律法会很清楚地告诉你对你的预期是什么。
And that removes the unknown.
而这消除了我们对未知的恐惧。
One thing we like or we dislike worse than bondage.
我们比束缚还更讨厌的。
The fear of the unknown.
是对未知的恐惧。
And so there's a security, there's a comfort in knowing what I need to do.
所以这里他会给我们一个安全感，因为他让我们知道我们应该做什么。
Number two, the law provides the satisfaction of pride when you do the law.
其次，律法满足我们的骄傲，因为你遵行了，你就有了骄傲的资本。
When you've obeyed God, you feel good about yourself.
当你遵行了神的律法的时候，你对自己感觉是非常良好的。
And when the law is disobeyed,
而当你违背了律法呢，
you'd think you'd feel really bad.
你会感觉到非常内疚。
But even your disobedience to the law provides the flesh the opportunity to express its guilt and grief.
即使这样，它也为肉体提供了一个表达因为它的不顺服而感到悲伤和内疚的机会。
Which also feeds the pride of satisfaction.
这继续喂养着我们内心的骄傲。
It lends to the theology we call worm theology.
它让我们好像一个蚯蚓的这样一个神学观。
Haven't you heard Christians say in their humility?
你有没有听说过基督徒在他们的谦卑当中这样说，
Woe is me, I'm just a worm.
我只是像蚯蚓一样。
In other words, they're trying to act humble.
他们好像表现得非常的谦逊。
But their act of humility is really pride.
但其实他们的谦逊就是他们的骄傲。
Third, the law provides conformity among believers.
第三，律法规定了信徒之间有一致性。
Legalists hate gray.
律法主义者他不喜欢灰色地带。
They like white or they like black, but they cannot abide by gray.
所有的东西都应该是黑与白的，他不能承受有灰色的地带。
You know who's acceptable and you know who's not acceptable.
你知道谁被接受，谁不被接受。
Conformity.
只要你遵守规则就可以被接受。
And fourth,
第四，
the law provides control.
律法提供给我们控制力。
If you follow the rules, you maintain control over your life.
如果你遵循这些规则，你就可以保持对你自己生活和命运的控制。
Without rules, you can't have control.
没有规则的话，你是无法控制你走向哪里。
These are all reasons why we naturally gravitate to the law.
这都是一些原因，我们会自然而然的想要去寻求律法的束缚。
But Paul says,
但保罗说,
the gospel brings liberty.
福音会带来真正的自由。
Now, we need to answer this question, what gospel liberty is not.
所以我们首先要解决的问题是福音的自由不是什么。
Because a lot goes under the banner of gospel liberty that is nothing more than sin.
因为很多的时候我们好像把一些事情放在福音的自由下面，但其实那是罪。
Let me tell you what it isn't.
所以先让我告诉你，
It's not a freedom to do what the Bible forbids.
福音的自由不是让你可以随意去做圣经不允许的事。
Nor is it a freedom to neglect what the Bible commands.
也不是给你自由不去遵行圣经的教导。
Look what he says in verse 13.
你可以看到在13节就这样说。
For you brethren have been called to liberty, only do not use your liberty as an opportunity for the flesh.
弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会。
So what is gospel liberty?
那福音的自由到底是什么？
Three things.
三点。
It's the freedom to know and be rightly related to God.
自由是知道可以不依靠律法就与上帝建立正确的关系。
You see, the law keeps you from God.
因为律法让你与神隔离。
The law says only those who are holy like God can come to him.
因为律法告诉我们说只有你像神一样圣洁了你可以来到他的面前。
But you've been freed from the law, so now you can approach and know God.
但你已经从律法当中被释放出来使你可以直接来与上帝面对面。
Number two, gospel liberty is freedom from the law of sin and death.
第二福音的自由是从罪与死当中被释放出来。
The Bible says that in every human being there is this principle called sin.
在圣经当中所有的人都有罪的本性。
It's a law that works and operates within all people.
它就好像一个律在掌控着每一个人。
It works just like the law of gravity.
就好像地心引力一样。
I take this pen and I drop it.
如果我拿这支笔然后我松手的话
，gravity forces it down.
地心引力会让它往下走。
You and I,
你和我
，have or were born with this law of sin working, controlling us.
我们从一出生的时候就有这样一个罪的律，这样一个取死的律在我们的心中工作。
But praise be unto God. In Romans chapter 8, Paul says.
但罗马书八章就这样说，感谢神。
We've been set free.
靠着神的儿子就可以得自由了。
The law of the spirit of life has set you free from the law of sin and death.
因为那赐生命的灵让我们从死和罪当中解脱出来。
Another law comes and subverts the law.
有另外一个律它来到我们的里面它胜过了原本的律。
So, how can I keep gravity from forcing this pen to go to the pulpit?
我如何让这支笔不让它碰到讲台呢？
I've got to have another law as strong as gravity to interfere.
我需要有另外一个力去介入到地心引力。
I stop this pen from going forward. The power, the law of my strength is perverting or keeping gravity from working.
刚才我的力量就胜过了地心引力的力量，让这支笔不碰到讲台。
As long as I keep this law of my own power at work with this pen,
如果我的手针对这支笔持续的工作的话，
gravity can't work.
地心引力是没有办法的。
So here we were born with the law of sin and death working in us.
所以我们生来就有罪和死的律在我们的当中。
But God supernaturally converts you.
但当神超自然的能力介入到我们的生命当中的时候，
and introduces a new law.
他在我们当中放了一个新的律。
The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus.
是靠着基督得生命的律。
And now you don't have to sin.
现在你不再需要犯罪了。
That usually shocks people when I say that.
很多的时候，很多人对这个句话的反应很奇怪。
Because we have been wrongly conditioned to believe that we have to sin every day.
因为我们错误地认为，我们每一天都得犯罪。
We even pray, Lord, forgive me of my many sins.
我们会经常祷告，求主开恩可怜我们这样犯罪的人。
But you do not have to sin.You have been given a new law of liberty.
因为你已经被释放。
Thank God when you do, there is remedy.
感谢神，当你犯罪的时候，有解决的方案。
But you have the ability to choose not to sin.
但你现在拥有了一个权利，是可以选择不。
Here I'm meaning volitional, willful acts of sin.
我在这里不是指的那些故意去犯罪。
Number three and lastly, gospel liberty.Is the freedom to obey God.
第三是福音的自由，让我们有自由可以去顺服神。
So the gospel establishes liberty from the bondage of the law.
福音给我们自由，让我们从律法的束缚当中解脱出来。
The law dooms me to failure.
律法让人注定在失败的捆绑当中。
Listen to what he says in verses 1 through 3.
我们再回来看1到3节。
Stand fast therefore in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
基督既释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以要站立得稳，不要再被奴仆的轭辖制。
Indeed, I, Paul, say to you that if you become circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing.
我保罗告诉你们，若受割礼，基督就与你们无益了。
And I testify again to every man who becomes circumcised that he's a debtor to keep the whole law.
我再指着凡受割礼的人，确实地说，他是欠着行全律法的债。
The false teacher said you've got to keep the law of God to be saved.
假教师告诉我们，我们必须要行全律法才可以得救。
Now wait a minute.
等一下。
Maybe they have a point.
可能他们讲的有道理。
Aren't we supposed to obey the law of God?
我们难道不应该去顺服律法吗？
I raised this question last night.
我昨天晚上就提到这个问题。
Where were the false teachers wrong if we're supposed to obey God's command?
那些假教师他们到底错在哪里？如果我们应该顺服神的律法。
They were wrong in that they did not understand the purpose of the law.
他们错在他们不明白律法的本意是什么。
They did not know how to rightly use it.
因为他们不知道如何正确地去使用律法。
You see, the law could not restore you to God.
因为律法不能让你与神和好。
It could only emphasize your separation from God.
它只能向你去强调与神的隔离。
But let me tie all this together now.
为什么我们把这些来一起来看。
The law demands not just obedience.
律法要求的不单单是顺服。
It demands complete allegiance.
它要求的是完全的效忠。
For God's acceptance.
才能得到神的接纳。
And the problem with you and me is this.
但你和我的问题是什么？
We cannot keep all of the law's demands all of the time.
我们无法一直遵守所有律法的要求。
Some of the time, yes. All of the time, no.
有些时候可以。但是无法一直。
And even if you could all of the time,
即使你可以一直遵守律法的要求，
you must keep the law with the right motive.
你必须要遵行律法是出于对的动机。
So you see, we're in bondage, aren't we?
你可以看到我们的光景是怎样的。
Circumcision was only the beginning of the bondage.
割礼只是那束缚的开始。
That's why he says in verse 2, Christ will profit you nothing.
这是为什么在第二节他就说若受割礼基督就与你们无益了。
Circumcision could only profit them if they kept the whole law.
割礼对人的益处只存在于一个人如果他守全律法的话。
That's what Paul said to the Romans in chapter 2, verse 25.
这就是他对罗马人说的在二章的二十五节。
For circumcision is indeed profitable if you keep the law.
你若是行律法的割礼固然与你有益。
But if you're a breaker of the law, your circumcision has become uncircumcision.
若是你犯律法的，你的割礼就不算的割礼了。
So what he's saying to the Galatians is this.
所以他在对加拉太人说的是这样。
You go ahead and circumcise yourself.
你可以去受割礼。
The first time you break any of the commandments of God, your circumcision is undone.
如果你犯任何一条诫命的话，你的那个割礼就没用了。
Circumcision was only the pathway to apostasy.
割礼只是通向背道而驰的途径。
Look at verse 4.
加拉太书四节。
You have become estranged from Christ. You who attempt to be justified by law, you've fallen from grace.
你们这要靠律法称义的，是与基督隔绝，从恩典中坠落了。
Now what does this mean?
那这是什么意思？
Estranged from Christ, separated from Christ.
与基督隔绝了。
Fallen from grace.
在恩典中坠落了。
It means two things. Number one.
代表两个意思。
It means those who are apostates.
那些背教的、叛教的。
An apostate is somebody who professes to be a Christian.
那些叛教的，他们说他们自己是信徒。
But turns away from Christ and the church never to return.
但他准备离开基督和教会，并且不再回头。
They prove they never were Christians.
所以他们证明他们从来都不是真信徒。
John speaks of them in 1 John 2:19.
在约翰一书就这样讲到。
They went out from us, but they were not of us.
他们从我们中间出去,
For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us.
如果他们是属于我们的,
but they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us.
他们出去是因为让他们显明,
that is apostasy. Paul is warning Galatians.
保罗这样去警告加拉太人,
you try to keep the law of God in your own strength. And you are on the pathway of turning away from Christ and becoming an apostate.
你现在要走的这条途径是一个背道而驰的途径。
Secondly, it has application to the Christian.
对基督徒也有影响。
How many times have we forsaken grace and fallen from it to turn to the law?
有多少次我们从恩典当中坠落，我们再回去面向律法。
We gauge our justification by how well our sanctification's going.
我们看我们自己是否称义，是根据我们成圣做得多好。
We look at our performance.
我们看我们到底做得多好。
And if our performance is good, we think we're good with God.
如果我们做得很好的话，我们觉得我们跟神有一个正确的关系。
If it's not so good, we think, well, we may not be on the best terms with the Lord.
如果没有的话，我们觉得我们跟神就开始有一些隔阂。
My friends, that's not living by grace.
这不是靠律法而活。
这不是靠恩典而活。这是靠肉体而活。 And at this moment, if you are in that predicament, you are not living by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
如果今天这是你的想法的话, 你不是靠耶稣基督拯救的恩典。
Now please listen. The gospel sets you free from a salvation by works.
福音使我们摆脱了靠行为才能得救。
What did I just say in the last session?
我刚刚在讲的是什么?
Christian life supernatural.
我们每一个人的生命都是神超自然的介入。
It's based upon the work of the Spirit in the Christian.
因为这是圣灵的工作在我们里面做成的。Look
at verse 5.
如果看到第五节,
For we through the Spirit.
我们靠着圣灵,
See that?
看到没有?
Through the Spirit eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith.
靠着圣灵凭着信心等候所盼望的义。
It's the Spirit of God working in you and through you.
是圣灵在你里面动工。
Do you cultivate relationship with the Holy Spirit of God?
你是否在你的生命当中与圣灵建立一个关系?
You ought to.
你应当这样做。
He's very important to you.
他对你来说很重要。
He's the Spirit of Jesus in you.
因为他是耶稣的灵在你里面。
And he abides with you. He never leaves you.
而他常住在你里面。
I will not leave you as orphans. I will give the Spirit to you.
耶稣说我不会丢弃你们, 我会派一个保惠师来与你们同在。
Cultivate his personality and form relationship with him.
所以你当耕耘你跟圣灵之间的关系。
He is your life and power to live the Christian life.
他是你的唯一的盼望, 让你能够活在基督里面。
And it's by the Spirit
而我们恰恰是靠着这个圣灵,
that our faith is maintained.
让我们的信心可以在一个正确的位置上。
Watch, this is huge. This is important.
这很重要。
You can't even keep your faith maintained.
你连你的信心都无法保证。
You need the Holy Spirit to keep your faith.
你需要圣灵的帮助，你才能维系你对上帝的信心。
Because you're not the author or the finisher of your faith.
因为你不是为你自己信心创始成功的那位。
He is.
他才是。
He gave it to you in the first place. It's a gift.
他给你的。 这是他所给你的恩赐。
So it's through the Spirit, not by our performance, that our faith is in the promise of God.
所以是靠着圣灵, 不是靠我们的表现, 因为我们所信靠的是神的应许。
For we through the Spirit eagerly wait for the hope of the righteousness by faith.
我们靠着圣灵, 凭着信心, 等候所盼望的。
That's gospel liberty.
这是福音的自由。
That I'm free not to try to strengthen my faith.
我已经被释放了, 使我不需要再为自己的信心
grow my faith. All I need to do is keep my eyes on him, the object of my faith. But lastly, gospel liberty.
最后, 福音的自由,
is a freedom to be holy.
是我们可以成圣,
I told you last night we would talk about how to live holy.
我跟你讲过,
now listen. The gospel frees us from a salvation by works.
我们应当知道, 福音使我们摆脱了靠行为得救,
to give us a salvation that works.
他给我们救恩是有功效的。
We talked about this this afternoon.
我们今天下午就讲过这个。
Let me give you another supporting text.
我们还可以看一段经文。
Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10.
以弗所书二章。
We know verses 8 and 9 very well, don't we?
8到9我们是很熟悉的。You
probably even have it memorized.
你可能也能背下来。For
by grace you've been saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。And
for some reason we stop right there.
但很多的时候，我们读这段经文的时候就停在这里了。But
Paul has not stopped talking about the salvation by grace.
但保罗没有停止讲恩典的救恩。Continues
in verse 10.
他继续在讲。For
we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
我们原是他的工作在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。In
other words, God saved you to be holy.
神拯救我们，是让我们成为圣洁。And
He gave you a faith that could trust God for not only the forgiveness of sin,
让我们可以相信神，不单单是为了从罪恶当中拯救出来，
but for a faith that produces holiness as well.
而是一个信心能够让我们结出公义的果子来。That
kind of faith works.
这样的信心还是有效的。It
produces life-changing results.
它会带来生命的改变。And
so, as you grow in the Christian life, in this Christian liberty,
所以当你作为基督徒，你行在这样的一个福音的自由里面的时候，
you notice that you don't react the same way to influences like you used to.
你发现你面对同样的事情会和以前有不同的反应。
In the past, somebody could injure you or make you feel like an outcast.
在过去可能有人会孤立你，或者他们会伤害你。
And you'd be devastated.
在那个时候你会很绝望。
I mean, it would wreck you.
你会完全放弃一切的生存的希望。
Why is that?
为什么?
Because that was your idol.
因为那是你的偶像。
Other people's approval.
因为你要获得别人的赞许。
But now you've experienced the approval of your Heavenly Father.
但你知道你现在得到了天父上帝的赞许。
And while you don't like people rebuffing you and injuring you, it doesn't devastate you.
虽然你不喜欢别人来伤害你，来孤立你， 但是你知道这不会让你绝望。
You may have had your eye on that particular promotion, and you knew you deserved it.
可能在你的工作单位当中，你原本应该得到升迁。
But the boss gave it to his brother-in-law who didn't deserve it.
但老板给了他的一个亲戚。
And instead of being resentful and angry,
在那个时候，你的表现不会是愤怒。
Because you live by grace.
因为你愿意活在恩典之下。
You can rest that God knows what He's doing with you.
你可以安息在神对你的永恒的计划当中。
That's gospel liberty.
这是福音的自由。
Now how do you experience gospel liberty?
那我们如何去感受到这样的一个自由?
By experiencing the love of God for you.
我们首先要去感受上帝对我们的爱。
So that you can love others.
所以你可以去爱别人。
Look at verse 6.
可以看第六节。
Gospel liberty is also the freedom to be loved by God and thereby love others.
福音的自由是有自由被上帝所爱。
I want you to pay close attention to the last phrase of verse 6. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything.
原来在基督耶稣里，受割礼不受割礼全无功效。
But faith working through love.
唯独使人生发仁爱的信心才有功效。
Faith working through love.
生发仁爱的信心。
You have faith in God because God first loved you.
你信神是因为神先爱了你。
You see, the love of God creates a reflex in the heart.
上帝的爱在我们的心底里产生一种反应。
When you experience God's love for you, your heart in reflex loves Him in return.
当神在爱你的时候，你感受到的那个爱，你的心里自然的反应是回应他的爱。
This is the way it always works.
这是一个律。
And faith must treasure that which it trusts.
信必须是珍惜这样的一种信靠才得来。You
can't treasure a liar.
你不可能去珍惜一个。 谎言,
you don't treasure dishonesty.
你不可能去珍惜一个作恶的,
but someone that you can trust and commit yourself to, you treasure that.
一个你可以信赖的,
when you know God,
当你认识神的时候,
you know that He can be trusted.
你知道他是值得信赖的,
and your faith in Him allows you not only to love Him,
而你对他的信心不单单让你能够爱他,
but to love one another. Notice what he says in verse 14 and 15 of our text.
在14和15节, 这样说,
For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this.
因为全律法都包在爱人如己这一句话里了。
You shall love your neighbor as yourself.
爱人如己。
That's the law.
这就是全部的律法的总纲。
You want to do the law of Galatians? Here it is. Love your neighbor like yourself.
如果你要行全律法的话，加拉太人，那你就应当爱人如己。
But in order to do that, you need faith working through love.
但在那以前，你必须在基督耶稣里生发仁爱的信心。
Now, as I conclude,
当我在结束的时候。
I want you to understand that freedom always has a cost.
我希望每一个人能够晓得，自由总是有代价的。
Again, verse 14, For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
还是第14节，因为全律法都包在爱人如己这一句话之内了。
If I'm to experience the love of God and His liberty in my life,
如果我想要经历神的慈爱， 神的自由在我生命当中,
that freedom will cost me the discipline of putting myself last before others.
这样一个来自爱的自由，它会让我完全的舍己，把自己降低，把别人的益处放在我的意思。
If I don't do that,
如果我不这样做的话,
verse 15 is what's going to happen.
15节是会你下场。
If you bite and devour one another, beware lest you be consumed by one another.
你们要谨慎，若相咬相吞，只怕要彼此消灭。
But let me illustrate what I'm trying to say.
让我来把这个更多的解释一下。Many
years ago, I wanted to learn how to play the guitar.
很多年前，我想要学习如何弹吉他。
I wrongly assumed that if I had a very, very nice guitar, it would help me learn.
我以为如果我有一个非常好的吉他的话，我会学得更好。There
was a man in the area where I lived who actually made guitars.
在我住的地方有一个人，他的职业就是制造吉他的。And
I had a special handmade guitar made just for me.
所以我让他专门为我。
I bought my videos and I bought some instruction books.
我买了一大堆的书，我也买了很多的教学材料。
And I began to learn to play the guitar.
我开始学习如何弹吉他。
Do you know what happened to my guitar?
你知道这把吉他发生了什么吗？
After a few months, I sold it.
几个月之后，我把它卖掉了。
I discovered that it takes more than an expensive guitar to make you a guitarist.
我发现成为吉他手不单单是拥有一把特别好的吉他。
To have the liberty to be a good guitarist requires practice.
如果你想要成为一个自由运作的吉他手的话，你需要长期的训练。
I had to give up freedom in other areas in order to practice.
你放弃了其他地方的自由，你才能不断的去训练。
And I wasn't willing to pay the price.
我不愿意放弃那些其他的自由。
The same is true in sports.
在体育当中也是这样。
If you want to do what other people cannot do in sports,
如果你在体育的竞技当中想要做到跟常人不一样的话，
If you want the freedom to run faster than others,
如果你想要有一个自由是跑得比所有人都快的话，
Then that's going to cost you freedom.
你必要付上自由的代价。
The freedom to eat whatever you want to eat.
你不能吃不健康的东西。
The freedom to sleep however long you want to sleep.
你不能想睡多久就睡多久。
You're going to have to pay the price in order to have that kind of freedom.
你必须要付上代价才能得享那冠军的荣耀。
Now listen, I want to make sure you're hearing me.
我希望大家仔细地听。
Gospel liberty demands that you deny yourself to love God and others.
福音对我们真正的要求是让我们舍己爱神和爱人。
If you're going to love God and love others, it's going to cost you self-denial.
如果你要爱神和爱人的话，
你需要舍己。
Children sing this, and I think it's true.
很多小孩都这样唱。
Joy is spelled J-O-Y. Jesus first, others second, you last.
因为这个字母 J 和 O 和 Y 是耶稣 Jesus 别人 Others You 你自己是最后
Forget about the J and the O and the Y
你可以不管那 J O Y
You all know what joy is
你们知道喜乐是什么
And it's Jesus first
而是耶稣先其他人第二
You last
我最后
AndIf you'll pay that price,
如果你愿意付上这样的代价,
you will experience the freedom of Christ working in you.
你会享受到耶稣在你里面所活出来的自由。
In a way that you have yet to experience.
用你尚未体验的方式。
That's what he has saved you and delivered you from.
这是他为什么要救你。
Not just sin.
不单单是把你从罪当中救拔出来
but self
而是要舍己
tomorrow
明天
Paul is going to show us and demonstrate how this is possible
保罗会给我们演示这是如何实现的
and how all of this works
所有的这些当如何的去运作
please be back with us tomorrow
请明天再回来
I think these two sessions tomorrow afternoon will be crucial to your future walk with God.
我想明天下午的两堂将会对我们未来的生活和生命极端的重要。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Thank you, Lord, for the word that we've heard tonight.
感谢主你赐给我们的话语。
Bless it.
求你祝福。
To the soul's prosperity, I pray in Jesus' name.
让我们的灵得到满足，奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.